Well, it is another week. This is Andrew Wood, joined as always by pastor and friend Jason Hayes of Shoreline Church. And Jason, we are less than a week from Christmas.
It is hard to believe, and I could not be any more excited.
It is.
Not just for Christmas, but for this afternoon show.
Yeah,
I'm feeling great
about
it.
Today is one of those moments where, and I was telling you off air that my hope show this week, my goal was to be very upbeat and Christmassy.
And you failed miserably.
And instead, it got really deep and theological and maybe at times depressing. I wouldn't go that far. But today, what we're going to do is just celebrate. Maybe not the
wish
truth.
You a Merry Christmas.
Maybe not the true meaning of Christmas, but we're going to celebrate Christmas because it's okay for Christians to really get into the Christmas movies and all of those things.
Yeah, man.
As well.
So we talk so much, obviously, this between Sundays concept, week in and week out. We're talking about important stuff. Today is not that day.
No,
we want to have a little bit of fun this afternoon. We want to talk a little bit about the pageantry that comes along with the Christmas season. Obviously, if you've listened to our show before, we affirm that Christmas is about Jesus,
Amen.
Not just about Jesus, just being some, you know, character in a story, but obviously the redemptive work that God did, sending his son to the earth, the incarnation, not just coming to the earth as a child, but ultimately living 33 and a third years, living, unspotted, unblemished, perfect life, going to the cross for our sins, taking on the weight of the world, accomplishing, redemption, overcoming the cross, showing himself to the disciples, and eventually ascending to sit at the right hand of God the Father, giving us all kinds of grace and freedom as Christ followers. And so we're going to embrace a bit of that freedom today.
Yes.
We are going to talk about some of the cultural stuff, some of the pageantry that comes along with the Christmas season, and we're just going to have fun.
Yeah, and I think it's okay, and so we want you to have fun as well. As we're having this conversation, think in your mind, you know, maybe you have top five Christmas songs. So let's start there, Jason. So again,
are we working together in collaborate? Like, are we collaborating
create
a top five?
What if we name our top five?
Wow.
And then we say, okay, out of the 10 that we name, we pick, okay, what are the
ultimate top five? This is going to be difficult for me, I believe.
To name five?
Yes, I think so.
Oh, Jason, you're hurting my
heart. I know. I'm going to go with...
And they can be secular or...
In a shout out to my wife.
Okay.
I'm going to go with somewhere on the list, the first Noel.
That's
because
a good one.
That's
a good one.
My wife's maiden name is Noel.
Oh.
So I'm married to a Christmas something
person. Name. Yeah.
Yes. So I'm going to go with the first Noel.
John Piper's wife's name is Noel.
That is correct.
One day, sidebar.
Yes.
I've always, one day, if I ever get close to John Piper,
right,
I want to write a book about their romance called Desiring Noel.
Man, that is strong.
Wouldn't that be good?
Not really.
Yeah.
But
I don't know if he would ever let me write that.
No, I don't
but
think so.
But, you know, I think it would be good.
So I'm a traditionalist.
First Noel.
I also love Jingle Bells.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Jingle Bells. I like the Bruce Springsteen, Santa Claus is Coming to Town.
Okay. Yeah.
I was a big fan of that one.
Yeah, that's where the kids are talking.
Yes.
Not too many, not
right.
Too many. That's what Bruce Springsteen says.
There is, yep. Hillsong put
okay.
out,
small Christian group.
Yeah, that's exactly the, something about Emmanuel, We literally sang it at Lessons and Carols, or we didn't, but they did. And I'm almost positive it's a Hillsong
yeah.
version. I'll put that. And then this is going to get me no cool points, but I love that train song. Have you? What is that one? The train song.
Sung by train?
Yeah, sung by train. Not, it is, oh gosh, what is the name of that song? You guys know it. I will find it. You
okay.
continue
I'll,
on with your
I'll
list.
Start mine and you find
yes.
the train song. Okay. There's no list that has any credibility, in my opinion, if it doesn't have a Tennessee Christmas on it.
Wow.
Amy Grant's version or Alabama's version, which is weird. Alabama saying that.
I immediately am going to determine that your list is going to be better than
But me. There's no list that should even be out there without Tennessee Christmas.
Shake Up Christmas is shake the name of the Christmas. Song.
I don't even know
shake
that one.
Shake it up the happiness. Yep, there we go.
We listen to different radios, apparently.
Right.
And so, and then I would say, really, and I know this may be making our list a little bit longer, but the entire Christmas catalog of Alabama, I would
put forth.
I would say
a whole genre of music under one title.
I would say Tennessee Christmas.
Okay.
I would say Thistle Hair the Christmas Bear.
Wow.
That's from Alabama.
Yep.
And then Dolly and Kenny.
Yes.
Anything that they did is amazing. They always worked really well together at Christmas time. George Strait Christmas Cookies, which
yes.
is a really good one, that was on a Wrangler cassette mix that came out way back in the day, that I received. But that's a really good one as well. I mean, I could continue.
It should
on.
Be noted that in our top five, I really only had about three. And you have given approximately 350 songs. You were basically like, listen, so everything that these two people sang together.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, you know, between the years of 1974 yep. to 1979, yep. everything yep. this band put out, that's what you've just created.
Another one, it would be Alan Jackson, A New Kid in Town.
Wow. What about Christmas Shoes?
Christmas, you know, here's the funny thing.
I need to know. So here is an honest assessment of Christmas Shoes. I know about Christmas Shoes.
Yeah.
I feel like everyone jokes about Christmas Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
I am not 100% certain I actually could recognize the song Christmas
you
Shoes.
You would as soon as it got to the chorus because he says Christmas Shoes a lot.
Okay, so that's helpful.
But it is – I was actually singing it in my head last night and this morning for some reason, and I don't really know why.
And that is not something you should say
because it's not one of the best, but for whatever reason – he says at the end, he says, it's like God had sent that little boy to remind me what Christmas was all about.
It's my understanding.
Sir, I want to buy these shoes.
It's my understanding.
For my mama, please.
That Christmas Shoes is almost a holiday equivalent to Butterfly Kisses. Is that correct?
100% yes.
Okay. I was not 100% certain,
Even
but
the
I.
The voices sound similar. I don't think it's the same guy. But it's, yes, Christmas Shoes, and there's also a movie about it. But, so that would probably go on a lot of people's lists.
Okay, so we've done songs.
Yep.
What would be top five Christmas movies for you?
I would say even.
And again, we're kind of saying one through five are kind of interchangeable for this.
And I would say probably as an adult, my top is Christmas Vacation.
All right.
Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, always going to have special place in my heart.
Right.
Because I grew up, I was Kevin McAllister's age.
Yes.
And so you sit back and you're like, man, what if my family disappeared? What would I do? And so Home Alone 1, Home Alone 2, Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad.
Correct.
Which is an amazing Christmas movie,
not
I think.
Not traditionally on the top of a lot of lists.
It's very good.
Yeah.
And then I would go back, Prancer, which was back in the 80s with Sam Elliott, that always warms my heart as well.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you are off the
Christmas
the map been, here on
yeah.
these.
What about you?
All right, so I would absolutely go with Home Alone 1 and
yep,
2 for 100%. Sure. I would probably agree. I've actually found a later in life appreciation for Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
And when I say later, I mean truly
yeah.
just within the last two or three years. In fact, we watched it a couple nights ago. It was just on television, surprise, surprise.
Yep.
And Carrie and I watched it, and I was like, this is enjoyable. But for some reason, kind of earlier in life, I didn't have a ton of appreciation for it. So I will put it in there. Maybe for the novelty, but I think I'm growing in my enjoyment for it. Now, I would also throw on here, this is a must, is the movie Elf.
Yes.
Elf, I am all about
good.
Elf.
Yeah.
And then for me also, this is a one that may not be identified by a lot, but we love Arthur Christmas at the Hayes
good.
Home.
Yeah.
We love Arthur Christmas. I think it's because we have three boys.
Yeah.
For some reason, it just resonates with them. Obviously, it's a cartoon. or an animated, you know, film. It's really, really, really good.
Another one that I didn't put on was The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yes.
Is one of those that it doesn't matter what I'm doing. If it's on, I'm going to watch it. Anything Tim Allen's in, I'm in.
If we were to take your same approach as you did with Christmas songs,
yeah,
and you basically just chose a group and then threw them all in, would Hallmark movies make, like, if you just put the whole genre of Hallmark movies, does it even come close to the top five?
I don't know if it would come close to the top five for me, but
right,
I'm unapologetically a Hallmark Christmas movie watcher.
How many would you say you've watched so far this
season? Cannot count on the on my fingers.
I'm not 100% certain we actually even get the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah,
we've made the move to YouTube TV.
Okay,
and I don't know with confidence that we actually get Hallmark
Channel. Sad.
Yeah,
I'm sad for you.
So I can say with confidence that I have not seen any Hallmark films this year.
Well, from a guy that grew up in a small town and moved away from his town,
right,
what Hallmark does is it makes you long for
to go back. Right.
Every Christmas, it's like,
but you're already,
Daddy,
in love.
Do you need me
you're
to help
already
milk?
In love. You don't need
do you need me to come home and help at the dairy? That's what every Christmas
you're happily
it brings
married.
Those.
That's your true. Children love you.
That's true.
There's no prodigal.
I don't
here.
Have amnesia.
There's exactly.
There was a show the other night. A girl had amnesia, so she had a man in New York, but she didn't remember him because she had a wreck and had amnesia. She met this other dude in a quaint little town, and fell in love with him. And so we're supposed to just be like, well, tough luck, guy in New York.
I wouldn't go to say that the Hallmark films are overly unpredictable.
They're not, but they are. They are great for the Christmas spirit.
And all so, right, so yes. We've done songs. We've done movies. What would we say about Christmas decorations?
Yeah.
Like, are there any decorations that you're like, these things need to be in the house, or I need to see these at a certain store somewhere out? You know, this is the critical top five Christmas decorations.
Yeah, for me that...
I mean, do we start with the tree? Do we have agree with the tree?
I think you got to have a Christmas tree.
Okay.
Yeah.
You all right, need a Christmas tree. So two of some through sort. Five is what I need for
you. Yeah,
me.
And so for me, it would be wreaths. I need to see wreaths somewhere.
Like real
matter.
Or
no,
fake?
They can be probably fake. The more gaudy, the better for me. And so we have fake ones on our house currently. And so.
Lots of glitter. You like glitter?
No, I don't like glitter, though.
You do not?
No.
Have you
glitter
seen?
Glitter gets on my beard and
have
everything.
Have you seen? Yeah. The video of the guy who created the package full of glitter when people steal stuff off the front door.
Folks, if you have not watched this video, it's the greatest video online right now. And, and if you've ever had a package stolen off your porch and you called the cops and but you couldn't do anything about it, watch this video and it will warm your heart.
The guy legitimately has designed things for NASA.
Yeah.
And all kinds of stuff, and he creates this package that basically
glitter
explodes full with glitter, and also records them,
and it has
and sends a stream to you know.
And it also has a spray that smells like
gas, and we don't mean like car gas.
Yeah, every 5 seconds sprays, it is so great. So go watch that video. You will love it. When we come back from the break, we'll finish decorations and we'll be back in a sec.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
And that's Jason's R&B album that he came out.
Well,
when
did
that come out?
I hope you guys enjoy it.
Was that like 97?
Really, yeah, I worked hard on it. It was, I guess it was a freshman in college.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Put that album together.
That's good.
I did not.
I could see you in a turtleneck singing that right now. So,
it was more of a dickie.
I used to wear those.
Yeah.
I'm
which
not
is,
gonna lie.
Again, so, one of these things you should not share on
you
there.
You know, whatever.
Yep.
I remember the first time I put one on. This is the greatest thing ever. It makes it look like I have a turtleneck.
But
on.
I don't. But
I don't.
But I'm remaining cool. In my belly area and my arms and belly remain cool, but my neck is very warm.
This world, man, capitalism is a wonderful thing, and it also creates some very weird stuff that we purchase. But as we look at decorations, before we move away from Christmas tree, real or fake?
Oh,
flocked or not? I mean, there's so many now.
All right. So in the past, we have been, now this is crazy. So we have yet to put up a Christmas tree at our house. Mm-hmm. You just looked at me with such shame.
Yeah. It Your is favorite because... holiday is probably also Halloween.
It is because we've been in the middle of these sure. home renovations mm-hmm. and they're wrapping up this week. And so this year we are actually going to do a live tree and probably going to do it actually even, you know, late this evening, I would cool. imagine. That's going to be our plan. But traditionally we are actually a fake tree.
Okay.
And a lot of that is because we've traveled in the
sure.
past.
Yeah.
And so we were just always a little hesitant about creating some type of fire hazard in our home.
Yep.
Plus, we will find out to see how all of our boys do with their allergies of yeah. having a real tree. So I like the look of a real tree. We've gone with the function of a fake tree. But let me be very clear. It is not a pre-lit fake tree.
Okay.
Because about 5 years ago, we just had to cut off all of the pre-lit lights.
Because they stopped
that
working.
No longer yeah. lit.
Yeah.
And so from here on out, any fake trees that we're buying, they will not include lights.
Okay.
We will just add lights on a year-to-year
okay.
basis.
We are a – growing up in the wood home, we would have a fake tree in the dining room.
Okay.
And a real tree in the living room. We would have two trees. And the real tree would be cut off the farm.
Right.
And it may or may not have been an actual Christmas tree. It just was kind of shaped like one at times.
Right.
So we – and then there for a while, and this gets into deeper – issues.
I was going to say, is this going to turn into a counseling session?
But we would go to my dad's for Christmas and he would have this tree in the living room and I'd go, Daddy, that doesn't even look like a Christmas tree. you just cut off the first thing you found outside and you brought it in. That shouldn't count.
Our first Christmas, we used all of our gift cards that we had received from our wedding.
Right.
We got all these gift cards to Home Depot and Lowe's, you know, people. That's a great
Amazing.
Gift idea
yeah.
because you can get air filters and light
yep.
bulbs
yep.
and kind of all the standard things that you
Tools.
Need to keep your house
yeah.
going. Yeah. Instead, we used all of ours on Christmas decorations.
Yeah, Dave Ramsey probably would.
Correct,
agree
right.
with that.
And one of the things that we also bought was a ginormous Christmas tree and a real Christmas tree. And we got it into our house and it was way too big in our tiny little home. And no joking, I had to bring out like lawn shears and like trim the tree down in order to make it fit into our house.
Yeah. That's,
and so it feels a little bit
yeah,
like your dad's tree.
And then when my wife and I got married, somebody gave us a fake tree and we went to put it up and it was like the Charlie Browniest tree of all. And I just looked at Aaron and I was like,
this is not going to work.
We can't do this. And so we're
making a mockery.
We went that night and the Kroger in town had some real trees. And so we put a real tree in that night. But we haven't done real trees since then. We have fake trees. Each kid has a tree in their room. We have a flock tree, which means it looks like it has snow
right.
on it in the living room.
What are those things you were talking about? You were
yeah, growing up, we would decorate the tree with what we called icicles. I don't know if that's what they're
yeah,
called.
Yeah, they're little silvery.
They're silver streamers.
Right.
And the way we would put them on the tree is you would hold them and blow them and then let go of with your hand and they would blow all over the
My
tree.
My middle son is extraordinarily sweaty. We talk about that. He's just sweats at nonstop.
Yeah.
That would be a terrible.
They would stick to him. Yeah.
Yeah. So he would not
Maybe
be able to.
Maybe you could decorate him.
That is not a bad idea. If
yeah.
we decide to go against the
they
tree.
They still sell them. I've looked them up. They're still out there.
If we decide to go against the tree this year,
just have him stand
we will just decorate our son Henley.
That's probably not.
And
then Henry Bieber probably would say, Jason, we need to talk.
Yeah, that's right. All right. So we've said tree is
okay.
number one.
Yep.
You went with wreath is number two.
I like
wreath probably would not make my top
okay.
five, but go ahead.
And then I would say, I like lights on the house. We don't put lights on our house just because, it's a lot of work.
Right.
But I like to see them on other people's houses, done well. Not like Christmas Vacation, but I do like to see them. And I don't even have to. Last night we went to a light show over, at the Smokies ballpark and I don't even have to see them bouncing to music.
Right.
I just see them up there. It's
yeah.
good to me.
Nice.
Yeah, so lights. And then I would say,
I think you've got one more maybe.
I would say garland. I love garland on the stair rail.
Really?
Love it.
Yeah. All right. So you've gone pretty traditional.
Yeah. Well,
in
that's
your
me.
List. Yeah.
That's me.
I am going with Christmas tree number
okay.
one. And then I'm going to include a train. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Like going around the tree or?
Yes. A train around the tree or, my mother, always put a train up. Oh, she had a little Lionel, toy train. Mm-hmm. And now my children set that up for her. And it's just a cool tradition. And it just for whatever reason comes out during the Christmas season. So I really, really like that. We actually did the Christmas Village, you know, those little, the little homes and chapels and all that other stuff.
Yeah, that's very traditional. Yeah.
Except for this year, we put almost all of ours on Craigslist.
Oh.
So it's odd that it's made my list
and
yet
getting rid of it.
We're getting rid of it. I need to think about that for a moment.
Do.
Yeah. So anyway, it's all right. But we did that. I'm going to also go with this, which makes my neighbor super pumped. The inflatable.
You're into the inflatable. Y'all have inflatables at your house?
Oh, well, again, this
year,
we don't know what's going to happen this year. But inflatables, I'm about any inflatable. We actually have around 15-foot Santa Claus.
Okay.
I think 13 to 15 feet somewhere there. A ginormous Santa Claus. That's twice I've used the term ginormous.
Yeah.
Shout out to the movie Elf.
That's good.
But it is a large Santa Claus that's inflatable. We've done Frosty. We have done. We have never done the Nativity inflatable. It just does not seem right to me.
I was gonna say, I also love a good traditional Nativity scene.
Yes,
as well. My brother actually puts one up in his yard, and it's my grandmama and granddaddy's Nativity that they put up for years, and my granddaddy just got to a point where he was like, "I'm not doing it anymore."
Yep.
And so my brother still uses theirs. At his house.
And then the final thing for me is I actually like now this is probably a tie for us. So growing up, we would always do Christmas puzzles. We would actually do a puzzle together and always have some Christmassy theme. We would do it as a family. And then my mother would, glue it, with that like puzzle glue. Yeah. And then it would become a decoration for the future years. And so we would set those out around the house and it would always become this kind of cool decoration that reminded us of the past. But I would put that in the same category also as the kind of advent calendar that most notably when you would open up each little day would have a treat in it, a little candy or something of that
cigarette,
sort.
Something like that.
Not as much that.
Oh, that
but,
was just where
but
we
But I think
live.
That was just the wood home, I believe.
Right.
So anyways, I would put that as my top five.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
and I would say my top five is probably a lot better than yours.
Probably,
as I think about it.
I think on the decorations, probably you're right.
I feel like we're evening it back out because you went really strong on
Neither
songs.
One of us said icicle lights.
That's correct.
Neither one of us said, what else? What else is there? Reindeer and sleigh out in the yard.
Yes.
We didn't say that. Like wooden reindeer sleigh.
Bells on doors. I despise the bells on the doors.
Well, and if you have animals,
it's just
they
a
despise
hot,
the bell
it's a hot
on the
mess.
Door as well.
Yeah. I don't need to know. I don't need to hear the bell ring every time someone's coming.
Well, and men, then a lot of angels are getting wings if you do
That's
that.
Correct.
It's just so much every time a bell rings.
Is there an elf that exists at your home?
No, he does not exist at my home.
Yeah.
Then what about you? Y'all do that?
We do.
Okay.
I wouldn't say it's a point of great Christmas joy for mom and dad, but we do.
When we come back, we're going to
continue to enlighten you
and maybe even do a deep dive into one of the greatest Christmas movies the world has ever seen.
Wow, let's do it.
Let's do that. We'll be back. So, Jason, that's the intro.
This is it.
This is it.
This is what all the hype's about.
There I stood in another line.
Yeah, it's really good. And so what it'll make you do is it'll make you think, when you're at the store today and you see a little boy in line, you may need to buy some shoes for that little boy, for his mama.
I can almost 100% guarantee I will not do that.
Well, I would at least.
Not because I'm not about meeting someone's needs,
right,
but if I hear that song, I don't know if it's going to incite that.
Yeah, well, that song, first off, is really long. Second, long enough that they can make a movie about it. And then, but yeah, it's one of those where every time it comes on, I'm like, I really want to turn it, but I don't turn it. And I keep listening, I sing along, and I know all the words to it. So,
all right, so speaking of knowing words.
Yes.
And lines and lyrics,
yep,
and things of that sort, we have off-air agreed that probably if we were going to have to choose a number one, mm-hmm, of movies, we both would put Home Alone and maybe Home Alone 2,
yeah,
at the top of our list.
I would put them at... Co-equals.
Yeah, okay.
Home Alone 1 or 2,
Home
Lost
Alone
in New York,
2
both are great.
Found its way, mm-hmm, into the DVD player of our Suburban, mm-hmm, and got played for what feels like years upon, yeah, years straight.
Nothing wrong with that.
Christmas or not Christmas, yeah, season, it just continued to get played. Mm-hmm. And so what we thought we might do today is for a little bit of bragging rights.
Yeah.
We might have a standoff here,
okay,
of what, who really knows the most about Home Alone 2.
Okay.
And so we're only going to give one question.
Okay.
And whoever can answer the question, if we both get the question correct, then I guess we will be co-champions.
Mm-hmm.
If I get it correct, which is likely, and you do not,
okay,
I will be the champion.
Okay.
And in the unforeseen circumstance that you were to get it correct and I was not,
okay,
well, we know what happens.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So my question,
okay,
for you is, according to Cedric, if you remember who Cedric is,
yep,
he was
the bellhop, yep,
correct, who
right along,
it was quite a debacle, mm-hmm, of everything with Kevin in the, by the way, the
Trump Tower,
the
or it wasn't,
yeah, and
that,
the, but, and the Twitter, I mean the Twitter bomb, the glitter bomb that we were just describing.
Yes.
Was labeled from,
yep,
Kevin McAllister,
yep, to
which
Marvin
is pretty,
Harry,
pretty,
yep,
great. I love that.
Really,
okay, so anyways, so according to Cedric, the bellhop that we see,
yep,
in the movie,
mm-hmm,
who stayed on the same floor as Kevin McAllister?
Oh man, that is,
and
that's,
I will,
a good one.
I will give you a hint. I will give you a hint because I'm in the Christmas spirit. It is indeed a former president.
Man, I think you might have stumped me. For whatever reason in my head, I'm wanting to say Grant, but that's not,
I'm going to give you four options.
It's not Grant.
Okay, I'm going to give, yeah, you four options. And I've already disqualified a couple of them.
Okay.
Okay, so Elvis Presley.
Okay.
George W. Bush.
Okay.
Herbert Hoover.
Herbert
Justin
Hoover.
Justin Timberlake.
Herbert Hoover.
Herbert Hoover,
yeah,
is,
yeah,
correct.
Yeah. Yeah, Herbert Hoover. That was definitely it. So,
congratulations.
Yes.
I will give you partial credit.
Partial credit. I get it. That is true. And what I love about Cedric is when he asks for the tip the first time and Kevin gives him a piece of gum. And then the next time he says, oh, no, I don't need a tip. And Kevin pulls out a wad of cash. He's like, no, wait. Yeah. So
was Cedric a part of one of the Grinch films? For some reason, I always.
No, the other guy. So,
why does Cedric make me feel like he was a part of one of the Grinch
the
films?
The other bellhop guy.
Yes.
In the movie Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
When he finds out that Kevin does in fact have a stolen credit
card. That's
Rob
Schneider, right?
Rob Schneider is Cedric. The other guy.
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And so the other guy, when he finds out, he smiles and they show
Grinch's
face. Yep.
Okay, so
yep.
I was asking a question out of confusion. I was thinking the other guy was Cedric. No. Cedric was Rob Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good grief.
Yeah. Great actor, Rob Schneider.
Man.
Great. I mean, he's done some.
All right. So what do you got
stuff for
me? So we basically both failed on
that
question.
So I would say, okay, so when, we all know that the electricity flickered and the alarm clock went off. And so they woke up late again.
Right.
Another, you know, a year later. When they get to the airport, what causes the separation of Kevin from his family?
Oh,
why is Kevin? Because you know they think for a second Kevin's not in the van,
right?
The not the Uber, but the van to get to the airport. That was
right
way before Uber. but when they you know they get in the van and Kevin's like, I'm right here. You're not going to leave me again. And then they get to the airport. What causes the separation between him and his family?
Was it Was it batteries?
Was it was batteries, batteries, yes.
Yes.
So he was.
Yeah, what was that about, though?
He was trying to, his talk boy, which I had one of those.
Right.
His talk boy is where he was recording his uncle in the shower, and he recorded everything about staying at the hotel. That's what he used to ultimately get the reservation at the hotel. He needed batteries, and he kept telling his dad, I need batteries. And his dad said, oh, you're going to take my bag, Kevin? You're going to carry my bag? Which thankfully he did, because he wound up in New York. So he took his dad's bag, and then there just happened to be a guy in the airport wearing the exact same jacket and scarf.
That's right.
And so Kevin followed him, ran into the lady at the gate, dropped his boarding pass, and then the guy comes out of the plane and says,
yeah,
boarding.
Yep.
Make sure he locates his family before
correct.
You leave. And then he locates the man with that jacket.
Yeah, perceives that his father is.
And he sits next to a dude that speaks another language.
Yeah, man.
So it's a great movie. I could go through all of it. It's
it would be appropriate, especially since I just won that
trivia.
Well,
whatever.
I love it. All right, so we're going to talk about one other thing here today. We're going to talk about the White Elephant.
Secret Santa.
Secret Santa.
Yeah.
Game one, are you a fan of it? And then two, what is one thing that you have seen that is noteworthy that has been passed within, you know, a Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Or Dirty Santa, I should say, or a White Elephant.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the game if people take it serious and they're serious gifts.
Right.
Like good gifts. Even if it's like $10, but it's not just a joke. And you're not going to be happy with a plunger or whatever you get. If it's a joke, then I don't want to be a part of it. I'm just past that.
I mean,
back in the day, I wanted to be a part of that.
As we've proven over the last 30 minutes, we are super serious about Christmas.
But I'm a fan of it if it's going to be like legit things that people would want. We're going to be doing that with our family this coming Sunday or this coming Saturday.
So what is the best thing you've ever seen come through there?
Yeah,
really stood out.
There's been moments where you got a nice pair of gloves, like good leather gloves, or you know, I'm assuming that this year I don't know if my family listened to this, but this year the gift that I'm bringing to the Secret Santa is a buddy of mine is a craftsman,
right?
And he made these beautiful bottle openers out of wood, and they're just gorgeous.
Wow.
And I don't even have bottles that I need opened. And I was like, I gotta buy one.
You guys are doing this right.
And so I bought two of them, one for me and then one to have at Secret Santa. Cause I think this is handmade, crafted from a guy from Cornersville that now lives in Seattle.
Right.
And so I'm going to bring that. But back when I was a kid, when I was in youth, one year I brought I bought a kickstand. For a bicycle. A children's bicycle.
Okay.
And that was the gift that I gave.
Wow.
So somebody went home with a kickstand that they couldn't
use. So, see, that right there, that leads into where I'm set. Because, see, for me, I don't enjoy the Dirty Santa White Elephant gift because it either has to be very clear we're doing this serious or we're not. Because what happens is you get the real awkward moments. Like if I opened up that kickstand, I'm like, is this a joke? Is it not a joke? One year in particular, when we lived in Nashville, we were doing it and was doing it with some coworkers, and a gentleman brought a ornament, which was like it was really well crafted ornament. It looked like it actually had some value based on the craftsmanship, but it was the nativity scene.
Oh, wow.
With Santa Claus bowing at the feet of Jesus.
Okay.
And that was the point. Like we all looked around and we didn't know
what to do.
Is this serious? Are we supposed to laugh or are we supposed to, to not laugh? Are we supposed to say, oh, look how great this is? And so it's just this constant hour of awkwardness.
Yeah, because whoever ends up with it.
And you're just going to offend someone. Yeah. I don't want to offend anyone at Christmas.
Yeah.
That's just not what I'm looking to do, and I don't want to be offended at Christmas.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say no to Dirty Santa.
So if you're listening right now, the best
which
thing
is highly
do,
unlikely
the best
that
thing
people
you
have
can
held
do
on at this point
is get Jason an ornament.
Yes.
With a nativity with Santa in it as well. I think that would warm my heart. And would certainly warm Jason's heart.
So we will continue on this life-giving conversation in just a moment. We'll be back.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
So as we finish up today, first off, quick, Jason, first person that comes to your head, greatest Christmas singer of all time, Neil Diamond. I was not expecting Mariah Carey. Okay, I would say
Kenny Rogers.
That would be good too. I would say Bing.
Oh yeah,
and we didn't even name their songs earlier, but I would say Bing, and even Michael Bublé is starting to make that rise.
Dave Barnes is a dear friend of mine, and I love his Christmas stuff.
It's good. There's also Brett Eldridge has a great Christmas album. Chris Young has a great country Christmas album. There's a lot of great Christmas albums out there that we would encourage you to listen to. But as we finish, we do have coming up this weekend, and of course on Christmas Eve, Shoreline is having some services. And I wanted you to have a chance to talk about that as well.
Yeah, in all sincerity, obviously we've had a lot of fun here this afternoon, but we really do want to center our hearts around the person of Jesus in this Christmas season. And so no better way to do that than to attend a Christmas gathering. And so this year we are doing 5 different Christmas with Shoreline gatherings. And so we have 2. On Sunday, December 23rd, we are actually not doing our normal Sunday morning gatherings. We usually do 3 services in the mornings, but we are doing 2 on the 23rd, one at 3:30 and one at 5. And then we are doing 3 more identical services on Christmas Eve, and that's at 2, 3:30, and 5 o'clock. So 5 identical services. Don't come to Sunday and then expect Monday to be something different. Mm-hmm. Our encouragement is for those that have some flexibility, come to the 23rd, because it'll give a lot of freedom, a lot of space to those that are going to be joining us on Christmas Eve, and for many of our guests that are going to come on Christmas Eve. So it's going to be a really, really sweet time. It's a traditional Christmas service in the sense of we're going to sing carols, and we're going to do a Christmas message, and we're going to end with lighting of candles, mm-hmm. and doing some of the things that we all love when it comes to tradition of Christmas. And so by all means, we'd love to personally invite any of you that are listening that don't have a church home, come join us, 9635 Westland Drive, Shoreline Church. Again, 2 on the 23rd and 3 on the 24th.
Yeah. And it's one of those things where, again, there's nothing wrong with us having fun and celebrating these Christmas movies and Christmas music and even ones that are somewhat secular. But what we have to do is always.
Are you implying that Elf is secular?
I am certainly implying
that. Okay, got it. Just making sure.
And so any of those, but what we have to do is keep our hearts and minds where they need to be.
Right.
And so what I want my kids to know is as we go through this Christmas season that yes, all these things are good and we have fun. We went to that light show last night. We'll probably go to another. We'll probably go to Dixie Stampede, next week or something like that. All of those things are good. But at some point also I want my children to know, look, this is what we're celebrating.
Right.
And this is, you know, we celebrate Jesus at this time, you know, throughout the year, but certainly at Christmas, that's where our heart needs to be. And so hopefully today gave you a sense of, it's okay to have fun at Christmas, and it certainly is. And we hope that this will, bring a smile to your face. And my hope is that you'll come up to us at church and have some of your own Home Alone trivia.
Yes.
And try to stump us.
That would be fantastic. And I'll probably succeed again.
Jason picked the one thing that I had forgotten about that movie. But I'll go watch it tonight to brush up. But come up to us, have your own Home Alone trivia, share your traditions with us. We'd love to see that. And then, of course, go to the website, listen to the podcast, share it with your friends, as we will be back here
soon enough.
And, you know, next week, the 28th, we're filling in for Bob.
Yep.
And that's going to be a great time as well.
So for those of you that don't know, on Joy 620, we'll be on the Bob Bell Show Friday, the 28th, from 6 until 8.
And that recording may find its way online as well.
Yes.
So join us.
Merry Christmas.